Good morning. If you have an Earth Day hangover this morning, let me offer some hair of the dog. Well, actually, it's more like hair of the ocean. Seaweed. A special kind of seaweed being used to make the Earth better by reducing gas in dairy and beef cattle.
What we've been doing the past couple of years is looking at different feed additives and if they work to reduce methane that forms in the stomach of ruminant animals such as cattle.
That's Brianna Roque, a PhD student in the Animal Biology Department at UC Davis. She and her team discovered that a certain type of red seaweed does for cattle what Beano or Gasex does for humans.
This recent study that was just published, we saw up to an 82% reduction in enteric methane.
And by the way, contrary to the jokesters on social media, cow gas comes out mostly as burps, not from the back end. But cow gas compared to what's coming out of your tailpipe, and by that I mean your vehicle's tailpipe, hardly seems to matter. It is such a small amount, like maybe 5 or 6% of total greenhouse gases.
I do think that every industry needs to do its part, right? And so as an animal biologist, if there's ways that we can reduce the amount of emissions coming from livestock, that it's still worth pursuing these avenues.
One more issue. Does the seaweed in the feed change the taste of the beef? Brianna says over 100 taste testers say no.
And we saw no effect difference on the taste, the tenderness, the overall flavor, which is exciting.
Seaweed. Who knew? At the Chicago Board of Trade, big numbers. Corn hit the 25-cent daily limit and stayed there, ended at $6.31.5 per bushel. May soybeans ended above $15 for the first time since 2014. Short supplies of corn drove wheat higher. May wheat topped $7 a bushel for the first time in about 7 years. From the farm to your belly, today we celebrate National Cherry Cheesecake Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.